Hey everyone, welcome to a Marketing Element podcast. Like I said, these are going to be really short, really quick podcasts because I don't feel like blah, blah, blah. I'll edit this out. I'll start at 20. Hey everyone, welcome to Marketing Elements podcast. This is going to be another Marketing Element. These are just really quick things I'm going to do until I get a really good interview or a roundtable going, but I've been a little lax about it lately. I've been suffering from these wonderful allergies and pollen and everything we've had the last couple weeks, and then death in the family last week, so it's what I've been meaning to do for a while, and it's sort of dropped in my lap. I'm going to talk about everyone's favorite thing, Farmville. So, I know a lot of you out there are cringing right now going, ugh, but, you know, you have to really look at social gaming, and if you look in the last couple weeks, or actually the last week, Lady Gaga is doing something in Farmville. So this to me is very interesting because you have probably one of the entertainers who have used social media the best, without a doubt, has leveraged it to the hilt and become a huge star through social media. She's used Twitter, Facebook. She's on Ping on iTunes, which very few people pay attention to. And so she was going to have this big deal with Target, but decided not to do it. So what was she going to do? Well, she's doing something really ingenious, if you ask me. She is leveraging the millions of people in Farmville, which pretty much fit her demographic to begin with. So I think it's a wise move on that. And every day, starting since yesterday, you have these tasks to complete, which are pretty simple. And once you do, you get a free Lady Gaga item to place on your farm. And then you get to listen to one of the songs in its entirety for completing the task. So every day, there's a new song before the album comes out. So you'll get to hear the entire album before it comes out, which is ingenious because very few people do that. Because, you know, if you go back in the day, there were the listening parties where the new album would come out and you'd go listen to it before then. But this is sort of like the new age listening party. So she's teamed up and leveraged another area of social. So I think it's very cool she's doing this. It's giving the people in Farmville something. You get to keep whatever item they give away that day. You get to listen to the song. And then you're more likely to go buy it. And they also, if you buy a $25 gift card for Farmville, you get to download the album for free. You get a free item, and there's something else, which I don't remember off the top of my head. But so if you're going to get it anyway, if you're going to spend $25 to get Farmville cash, Farmville anything, you know, you get the album for free, so it's kind of a win-win. It's done through Best Buy and online. So Lady Gaga is doing some amazing things, so it's just really cool to see her leveraging social gaming, which I think a lot of us out there just kind of overlook at times because, oh, it's Farmville, oh, it's this. But if you look at their blog lately for Zynga, they have quite a bit going on. So it's not just, oh, we're going to put this in there. They've had Frito-Lay giveaway stuff. They've had American Express do two different things. They had Rio, the movie. So they're really picking up steam on their advertising and on product placement because a lot of these items, you think that they're like, oh, it's a giveaway. We won't even think about it. So in the real world, if you give something away, people have it and they usually throw it away or give it away or whatever they're going to do with it in the next couple weeks to a couple months. But on Farmville, social gaming, you can keep it and it can be on the farm for as long as the person wants it. They can store it. They can sell it, they can keep it on their farm. So you may go to someone's farm and see something from American Express or Frito-Lay, and it keeps living on as people interact with that person's farm. So I think it's an area we really need to look at and not overlook at times. Granted, it's not right for everyone, but really not all areas of marketing are for people. But I think it's one thing we really need to check out and really need to investigate more. Would love to get someone from Zynga on the podcast to talk about some of the programs they've done, how it's helped them, what they look for in programs, What does it cost? I mean, think about it. I mean, if you could reach how many millions pay Farmville, and if you paid even a couple hundred thousand, it would still be a bargain for all those eyes you get. But, you know, check it out. I mean, if you go over to the Zynga blog or the blog.farmville.com, you can see the actual press release and see what they're doing with Lady Gaga. And I think we'll probably see more with these if it gets successful. So, but that's just me. Hope you enjoyed it. I will definitely have more. I'm trying to do these a couple in a row. So hopefully I'll record a few more in just a minute. So you'll have some for like the next week and a half. So enjoy, and I hope you have a great week. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye.